It is time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by All Energy Solar, a full-service solar installer in the Twin Ports. Joining us this morning, Jody Slick. She is the director of Equilibrium 3 and Lincoln Park's going to get a solar garden. How about them apples? Good morning, Jody. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
I can't believe this is one of these win-win-win-win-win-win-win situations. Let's talk about this. First of all, it's going to be right smack dab off the interstate where everybody driving into Duluth is going to see a solar array and go, wow, look at this cool progressive community making the most of its rays.
Absolutely. We think this is a project that is kind of the epitome of the work that we do at Equilibrium 3. We always talk about sitting at the nexus of energy, equity, and economic vitality, and this project has all of those in spades. And we're very excited about its location specifically, because not only does it brand our community, as you're mentioning, as a green and progressive community, but it also is going to be sitting at the northeast entrance to the Lincoln Park neighborhood, where we do a lot of our work. And we know that there's going to be a lot of interstate reconstruction over these next 4 years. And so having kind of an iconic entrance to our neighborhood, we think is pretty cool. And there's actually some interesting components. It's not just going to be a solar array. There's some special components if you're actually coming into the neighborhood as opposed to just driving by on the interstate.
Well, let's get back to the solar array for one more moment, because before we lose that thread, we got to talk about the money and the solar array actually is going to be powering the Duluth Veterans Place, and it's also providing money for an emergency energy fund. Talk about that.
Yeah, so the array is going to be a 40-kilowatt solar array, and 10 kilowatts of that will fund or provide power to the Duluth Veterans Place, which is a Minnesota Assistant Council for Veterans project in West Duluth that provides transitional housing for homeless veterans. The other 30 kilowatts, the power produced from that array will actually go into an emergency energy fund that Equilibrium 3 will manage. We do the Duluth Energy Efficiency Program, so we've had a decade plus of working on the efficiency and low-income energy side. And what that will do is, as we have households that are facing the potential of utility disconnect, we will work with them so, one, they're not disconnected, and then, two, get them into our program where we work with community volunteers to actually go in and do some of that air sealing and insulation. So not only are we helping them in their point of crisis, but we're proactively trying to avoid the crisis moving forward.
And that can be so frustrating if someone comes in and does an energy audit and they say, well, you know, you could improve your energy efficiency and save yourself so much money if you could, you know, buy new windows and put on a new roof. And you're like, yeah, okay, that's not going to happen anytime soon. Is there anything I can do with plastic and peanut butter?
Exactly.
So, yeah, having the folks that can actually help to do some of the work and give you a hand with that, that could make all the difference in the world. Do you want to talk a little bit about the other cool entrances to the Lincoln Park neighborhood as long as we're on that topic?
Yeah, so, you know, it's really important that we don't distract drivers on the interstate, because where this is located is kind of near the M&H gas station and the Minnesota Power substation, and they are great partners on this particular project. In fact, the solar component is significantly funded by them through their low-income solar program. But what from the interstate, what you'll see is you'll actually see the solar panels because they need to phase salt, of course. But if you're on Superior Street or if you're on the Cross City Trail, we held a community-based design event in which we worked with architects and engineers and community members, citizens and businesses, et cetera. And they really actually helped us figure out exactly how we would want to put up the array and how we could actually really include an art component. And that art component is something that you're only going to be able to see if you actually come into the neighborhood. And we're really excited about how that plays out. We're working to get the solar component of this project up by the end of this year, and then continuing to kind of iterate now on the actual creation of the public art over the course of the next year. So we're anticipating the art component will be revealed next summer.
Okay. So you're not really talking. You're not giving a whole bunch of details about the art, and you can't see it from the highway, so you keep your eyes on the road where they belong. You glance,
exactly.
And you notice as you're coming up, you go, oh, solar, wonderful community, blah, blah, blah. But you've actually got to get off the highway and do a little snooping, and then you get to enjoy the art component of the whole thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, as we
talk
about branding things.
That is super sneaky, Jody. That is super sneaky.
You know, as we talk about branding things, Lincoln Park, you know, really is a community of makers, you know, crafting something great, the craft business district. So it makes sense that you need to kind of be heading into the craft business district to be able to really take advantage of what I think is going to be a wonderful project.
Fantastic. Well, that is really exciting, Jody, and it's going to be fun to talk about that when the time comes. When is a good time for us to check back with you after the solar array goes up to find out how you are, you know, how it's working, how it's benefiting people in the community, and perhaps what kind of feedback you're getting from the community?
Sure. So the solar component will be up by the end of the year, so kind of checking in at that point would be great. And then there is going to be actually a public process also around that art component, so we can keep you posted on that. We are encouraging people to help us out with this project, though, by playing a fun game with us for 30 days and trying to guess Duluth's weather. Which will kind of be a way in which community members can learn more about the project and also potentially win some great prizes. And they just need to go to our website, www.ecolibrium3, which is ECOLIBRIUM and the number 3.org. And there they can learn more about the project and get in on our kind of guessing the weather game.
Okay, we're now are you excluding like Dave Anderson and Adam Lorch and the weather? So even trained meteorologists can get in on this? People with access to computer models?
We are actually really encouraging that. Because, you know, we have a whole bunch of people that like to talk smack about how they could do a job better than a weatherman.
There you
really
go.
This is really their chance to try that out. So, and that's going to run from May 23rd to June 21st. So in order to qualify for prizes, everybody has to have their guesses in before May 23rd. It's the 30 days up until the summer solstice. And we're calling that the Equilibrium 3 Sunraiser. And really it's to raise awareness of homeless veterans, of energy poverty, of the work that's happening in the Lincoln Park neighborhood and this project. So we'd love people to just kind of play the game. They could win some prizes, and they may get some bragging rights, too. And if they want, they can even put in a team name.
Jody, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it, and we'll talk with you soon.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Jody Slick this morning, our guest for Green Visions on 103.3 KUMD.